Hey, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Today is the big day. Today is
finale
of the Yom Kippur Katan as well. That's correct. But today will be our last shir on Iyov. Kim Yirtz Hashem, we'll try to have a sim, I think, on a Friday. Not this Friday, possibly next Friday. Okay, or if not next Friday, the Friday after. We'll see as things go along, but it's not going to be this Friday. Okay, so let's see where we're up to. Winding down the last day of Iyov. I tried to get a guest speaker. I called up Iyov to come to be the guest speaker. He said... Thank you very much.
He's still working out his problems.
Not available?
He's right, exactly. He said he's working on some
issues.
He has some issues. He doesn't know if he can make it. I called up Eve to be our guest speaker.
He worked on issues too for the team. Used our tissues.
So the next candidate was Eliphaz. He said they're not such a good terms with Klal Yisrael. So Bildad and Tzofar said, "Well, think about it." And Elihu says, "You know, my name is very close to Eliyahu. I'm gonna have a bris that day."
the next one was supposed to definitely not come.
Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, no, he's coming. Hashem is always there.
We
can't afford his
sins. Well, there's honorarium.
Okay, let's see. So let's see where we're up to. Let's take a look at Perek Mem Beis. We are up to Pasuk Ches. Let's just run through Pasuk Zayin again as introduction. We're not going to go through Mefarshim. Let's run through Pasuk Zayin again. Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Zayin. Okay, Vayihi Achar Diber Hashem Es HaDvar Mo'ele El Iyov. After Hashem responded to Iyov, which took up two Perakim, Perek Mem and Perek Mem Aleph. Vayom Hashem, or maybe even more, I'm sorry, even more than that. A few broken back, Hashem responded to Iyov. Hashem showed Iyov all of the thing. Hashem explained to Iyov the wonders of creation. Hashem asked Iyov a list of rhetorical questions. Hashem showed Iyov the Shor Habar and the Behemos. After all of these things, Vayomer Hashem Eliphaz Hatemani Chora Api V'cho Hashem now rebukes Eliphaz Hatemani. We mentioned this last week that Eliphaz, although there were three friends, there were four friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Tzofar, and Elihu, the only one to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly addressing, is Eliphaz. Elihu was not addressed, as we learned last week, because Elihu was not criticized. Elihu was respectful in his response to Iyov. Elihu indeed gave comfort to Iyov. Iyov did not respond to Elihu. Iyov accepted the comfort of and response of Elihu. So the only ones to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was critical of was the three friends of Eliphaz, Bildad, and Tzofar. However, Hashem only spoke to Eliphaz and told Eliphaz to convey, to relay the message to Bildad and Tzofar. Seemingly, they were not on a madrega of prophecy where they merited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak directly to them. It says quite a bit. It says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Eliphaz. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff. Eliphaz is not one of the prophets. And Iyov is also not one of the prophets. We have no record that Iyov is a Navi. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. A very long conversation. The conversation HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Iyov is longer than many other prophets we have in the Nevi'im. And Eliphaz, if we assume that as many commentators tell us, that Eliphaz is the Eliphaz who is the son of Esav, that's quite a remarkable thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to the son of Esav. Esav, some will try to suggest that Eliphaz was not a tzaddik. Chazal seemed to say he was a good person, because when Esav sent Eliphaz to kill Yaakov Avinu, Eliphaz did not kill Yaakov Avinu. He disobeyed the command of his father, and instead he told Yaakov his predicament, and Yaakov and Eliphaz came to an arrangement where he would take away his possessions on a choshev kines, and that would suffice. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is speaking to Eliphaz, which seems to me that he is on a very high madrega. Eliphaz hatemoni chara api v'cha, I am angry, my anger has been kindled against you, v'shnei re'echa, to your two friends, ki lo dibartem elai nechona ke'avdi Iyov, you have not spoken concerning me properly like my servant Iyov. So we're not going to go through the Gemara Mefarsh, we did this last week, that we have machlokes between the Ritzudas and Rashi. According to one, Hashem is critical of Iyov as well, that all of you were out of line, all of you, Eliphaz, Bildad, Sofar, and the Iyov. The only thing is, Iyov is not held accountable because of his pain, because he suffered. I'm not holding him accountable, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Mitzudos, does make note that the Chof of Ki'avdi is an equivalence, that just like you, Eliphaz, and Sofar, and Bildad were out of line, Iyov was also out of line. However, him I'm not going to hold account. He's not held accountable because he suffered. But you who did not suffer are held accountable for being critical of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Viata, let's now to Pasuk Ches, Viata, Negin, Rashi just said the opposite. Rashi says that no, Ke'avdi is non-equivalence, is that Iyov is a good person. Iyov was a good person, and you three were the ones who are guilty. Viata Pasuk Ches now, Kichulachem Shiva Farim, Vishiva Elim, Hashem instructs them to take seven Parim, okay, seven Elim, Uluchu El Avdi Iyov, bring them to my servant Iyov, Vehali Sem Oila Ba'atchem, and he should offer these karbanos as an offering on your behalf. The Iyov Avdi Yispalel Aleichem, and furthermore, Iyov should pray on your behalf, Ki Impanov Esa, because I will accept a prayer that is offered by Eve on your behalf, levilti, so that asosi mochem nevala, so that I should not do to you something harmful. Nevala here means, look at the mitzudos tzion davar kor, the ugnus, so that I should not bring upon you suffering. Kilo, why would you otherwise deserve suffering? Kilo dibartim elai nechona. Again, HaKadosh Baruch repeats the same thing. You have not spoken concerning me properly. The response you gave Eve was not proper. Ki'av the Eve, according to the Mitzudos, like my servant Eve, he also was guilty, but he at least is my servant. He is not held accountable, but you're all guilty. And therefore, I want you to bring karbanos to Eve. Eve will bring the karbanos on your behalf for all three of you, and he will pray for you. Now, this right away opens up a whole big question. Was Eve Jewish? Was Eve not Jewish? We assume Eve was not Jewish. And we here find this concept that non-Jews are allowed to offer sacrifice. Where exactly was he offering the sacrifices? He was offering, it says over here, oilos. It says over here, what does it say? Oila. Okay, a guy only can offer carbon oil. There's no such thing by a non-Jew as offering a carbon shlamim. A guy only offers a carbon oil. And here he's bringing seven oil, seven kvasim, and they're going to be offered as oilos. Eve over here is serving as the kohen. Eve is the one that's going to be the one who's going to offer the korbanos on behalf of the friends. It's interesting, you would think that the friends themselves should offer their own sacrifices. Right? The friend, they are the ones who need atonement for their sin. So they themselves should offer sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they should also ask Eve to forgive them, and the ultimate form of forgiveness would come when Eve would pray on their behalf. But that's not what's happening. Over here, Hashem is telling the friends that Eve is the one that should offer the sacrifices on behalf of the friends.
It doesn't say that, really. It says, V'ha'ali sem ola ba'atchem.
On your behalf.
V'ha'ali sem is plural. Right?
You, V'ha'ali sem.
In other words, they brought the olav, but Avdi, the oyev Avdi is palalei.
What does it mean ba'atchem? V'hali you shall be instrumental in having the olav brought ba'atchem.
Or you should bring the olav for you.
Okay, it's look at the go back words. Kichu lochem shiva farim v'shiva elim ulechu, and go. So it seems to take and go el Avdi Iyov.
Because they need Iyov to be mispala.
And they can offer the korbanos in his presence. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear why the Ahli Sem is plural, so it's a little bit problematic. Okay, here what you say, but simply the simple translation would seem to indicate that Eiv is the one that's offering korbanos, which is not so far-fetched because that's the way we do it. When we bring a korban, even though shechita k'sher bazar, the one that offers on our behalf the korban is the kohanim, because they're the ones, they're our teachers, they are the ones who through their avodah have an impact upon us. Okay, let's say pasuk ches the mitzudos. Pasuk ches says v'halitzem oilo l'ratzos eschem elai. Bring up a carbon oil. Yishla, bring up a carbon oil. Ba'atchem. So you want to say it's you, plural, you bring up an oil on your behalf. Notice that it doesn't say that each one should bring seven parim and seven oil elim. It seems like it's collective. The seven parim and seven elim are for them together. L'rat says eschem elai mitzuda says to be a ritzui that you shall find favor. Iv yispalil aleichem al zeh. Ki asher ponav esa, because I will listen, I will lift up, Hashem says, I will lift up my face in response to his prayer. V'akabel tefilos, so I will be receptive to what Eiv says, and I will accept his prayer. Levilti asos himochem oynish, ka'ur umegunes, so that I will not bring upon you a disgusting, a harmful, a painful punishment. Asher lo, why? Repeating what Hashem said in the previous verse, because you did not respond, you did not reply on my behalf, you did not represent me well. You, Eliphaz, Sefer, Bilav, you came and you made believe that you were my representatives. You have done a very horrible job. Like we said before, just like Eve also did not do a very good job in responding to the situation. However, the Mitzudas in the parenthesis says, V'im kol zeh, nevertheless, es aponai Eve, even though Eve also was partially guilty, he was disrespectful. He uttered words of heresy. Nevertheless, I will accept his prayer. Kamashama lamala ki hu diber bikoishi hayisurin. He only spoke these harmful words due to his intense suffering. The ain other nitvas al tsar, person is not responsible for things that he says in a state of torture. In such a matzav. Okay, so this is what is being required. Now let's see Rashi first. V'alisim oil l'batchem l'man shetisratzu v'tispaisu l'fona, that you shall be acceptable and you shall find appeasement. I shall be appeased for your terrible deeds before me. Uvad, and so that asher provided asher avdi iav yispalel aleichem asher eslach l'chataschem, I shall forgive your sins. V'lif eichem lo. Ask your ode, v'lif she'achem, I'm not sure to read that, l'pishechem, loy ezkor ode, and your sin will no longer be remembered. So this is very simple, this bin adam la'mokoim, and bin adam la'chaver, it's now chodesh erev, chodesh elul, as you mentioned before, it's Yom Kippur Kotel, erev, chodesh elul, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will not forgive the sins bin adam la'mokoim, until a person is mefayis, there's pius bin adam la'chaveroi. So therefore, v'lvad, I'll accept that, which is a very powerful concept here, because many, many people can argue, is that even when it comes, there are two types of sins. There are sins min adam lamakom, purely between man and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there are sins min chaveru. So in the category of sins min adam lamakom, you don't need Hashem, you don't need a kapara bein adam lachaveru. That's not so. That's not what it says. That when every time a person sins towards his friend, he's done two averos. Number one, he's sinned towards his friend. He's caused his friend pain. And number two, by causing your friend pain, you're also causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tsar. So a person who can think that from the aspect of causing Hashem tsar by doing an aver bin adam l'chavero, that is independent. I can do a klap al chait, and that dimension of the sin will be forgiven. And I don't need to be mefayis my friend for the part that I've sinned against my friend. Here the pasuk says otherwise, that even in a person sins bin adam l'chavero, there are two parts that need to be atoned, two parts of atonement. There's the part bin adam l'mokam and l'chavero. The part that's bin adam l'mokam also cannot be forgiven unless the part that's been adam l'chaver is also wiped clean. And that's what it says over here very clearly, that that's part of the condition. The Rashi makes that very clear, that uvelvat, I'm only going to accept the korbanos that you offer on your behalf, they will only be acceptable towards me, which is something that's purely ben adam l'mokayim, only uvelvat, asher avdi yov yispal ba'aleichem, asher eslach lecha taschem l'peshechem lo yaskirot. Next words of Rashi, ki imponav esa, I will accept his prayer, sherei ponav esa l'kabot tefilosei, I will accept because when he prays I will listen. Rashi just explains the words, ki im, harei im, the word im here is an unusual word, kimo asher, It means ki asher, so that. Im, sometimes translated, so that. V'chein ad im kolu lishtos, that Rivka told Eliezer, I will draw water from the well, ad im, though your camels finish drinking. So there as well the word it means until, ad, until, asher kalu lishtos. Im koifer yushasal, of another example, if a person kills a slave, so you have to pay, if an axe kills a slave, you have to pay 30 shkolim. Im means asher, it doesn't mean if, it means asher, there is an atonement fee that has been set upon the value of the slave. The word im here also means asher. So that's here what it means in this pasuk as well. V'yivav de yispalel aleichem ki im, which means so that asher ponavesa, it will be certain. Asher means it's a definite, not a maybe. Im normally has a connotation of maybe. Asher means it's a definite. I will accept, I will listen to him and I will accept his prayer. Okay, now, next words of Rashi, im lo, shaharei, he just says, get the word ki lo. Then the pasuk says, ki lo dibartem, shaharei. The word ki also has to be translated in an unusual way, shaharei lo, because you have not spoken properly concerning me, like my servant Eof. Now before we go further, there's a very, a lot of Mefarshim point this out, the word nivola. Okay, there's a lot going on in these lists, looking at this, in this parak. A lot of what's happening over here, even though it seems very similar, is really tying into the beginning of the Sefer. In the beginning of the Sefer, the word Nevola was found in reference to the wife of Eif. Eif suffered. And he suffered very much. And at first, before he cracked, he accepted, he was makabel upon himself, the Yisurim. He lost his children, he lost his wealth, and he said, "Nu Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach yishem Hashem avarach." Then the Satan went this phase two, where the Satan began to bring suffering, physical suffering upon Eif, and it was very difficult. And in the beginning, he accepted the suffering, and then his wife, Eif's wife, saw that it was too much to bear. So she said to him, why don't you just blaspheme HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevorech Hashem, and you'll die. Okay, so we discussed that. What exactly does that mean? Yeah, just because a person is going to be Mevorech Hashem, does that mean Hashem is going to take him seriously and he's going to die? So let's learn now on a very simple level, yes. His wife advised him to be Mevorech Hashem and he'll die. And Eve responded and said, you talk like Achas HaNevolos. Okay, let me see. Yeah, you have the pasuk?
Yeah.
Where is it? Pasuk v'atoymer lo ishtoi oidcha machazik b'sumosecha. Are you still holding to your tmimus? Barech Elokim v'mus. Just be mevorech Hashem and die. Vayoymer elecha kidaber achas hanevolos tidaberi. You speak like one of the nevolos. Games atov nekabel meis v'lekim v'yasoro lo nekabel b'cholzos lechot Eiv b'sfasav. So Eiv criticized his wife as being a novel, a person that has no sense of hakaras atov. Right, that's the context. Hatov nekabel v'yasoro lo nekabel. And we learned that who was Eiv's wife? It was Dina. It was. Some learn that it was Dina Bas Yaakov, right? That's one opinion. One opinion, the Yaakov Avinu's daughter. And why did she say Nevolos? So the commentators said because she was living with Shechem for a period of time. Shechem ben Hamor abducted Dina, and she wasn't living with him just for one day. It seems that she was locked up with him for a period of time. And during that coup of time, his bad midos, rubbed off on her. She began to think like a woman is very impressionable. She began to, he made an impression on her. So basically he's saying, you're talking like Shechem, like the Goyim. Shechem ben Hamor, you're under that influence. What? He was a guy. Shechem was this Dina. He was
married a guy anyway.
after Shechem, she ended up marrying Eve also. Okay, it's a good point. Okay, you're right. Shechem was Shechem abducted her. Shechem was not in a good category. Eve was an exalted person. Eve is not a simple person. So here, achas min harelim. Okay, so here in pasuk ches, I'm not remembering the whole approach, but levilti asos imachem nevala. Here again, we're making use of that concept that Eve is the one who is shown. Eve is the one who has shown that he knows what Nevala is. He's a person who knows what Nevala is. He, in the very beginning of the Sefer, before the intensity of his Yisurim reached the point where he cracked and where he uttered things that should not have been said, at least in the beginning, he was makir with something called a Nevala. Ki Nevala asa bi Yisrael. That's also why they one of the, I think, the triggers, how we know that the word that Dina was the daughter of Yaakov, because the words that the children of Yaakov used their father was Ki Nevala asa bi Yisrael v'chein lo ye'asa, and the word Nevala here is found in reference to the wife of Eiv. She was the one that was the victim of that Nevala, and Yaakov and Eiv is saying, you're behaving like what happened with Shem. But Eiv at this moment in time was in the state of Yisurim, yet he was able to be makir this thing called Nevala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now at the end of the Sefer is taking Eve back to that point in time, which means that here's a very deep point, has to be clarified in more detail. Rav Schwab touched upon this and others as well, is that Hashem spoke to Eve. And see, nothing in life, the Yisrael is, nothing in life happens in a moment, in an instant. Everything of significance is a process. It's there's a Seder HaDvarim. A person, Eiv, didn't become an apikoires overnight. First, he lost his wealth. He lost his children. Then he suffered. He was still good. Then, as the intensity of the Yisum went on, that's when he cracked. His three friends tried to give him nechama, didn't work. Eliyu, then the process. Now, here's where the process, it was a process. This is the healing process. Elihu comes on the scene. Now, before we go to Elihu, let's even take a step back. Eiv cracked up. He suffered. He first said, "I'm going to accept it." He criticized his wife, but then he couldn't take it anymore, and he said horrible things. But then it got worse. How did it get worse? The friends came along and they responded. There were three series of debates, and each series of debates made it worse and worse and worse. It exacerbated the situation through the saying the wrong thing. So we're on a steady decline. The whole process of Eve is a steady decline. Where the pendulum begins to swing in the other direction is with Elihu. Elihu comes on the scene. Elihu speaks to Eve. He speaks, I think, twice. I don't remember how many times. He speaks to Eve, and he says the right things. But that doesn't change him. That begins to turn the tide. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks even more. Now here's the key. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a very important point. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Eve, and Eve says, "You give me comfort," where is Eve now? Eve is now at the same point, has come back, not to the very, very beginning, he's come back to a point of when his wife spoke to him. When his wife spoke to him, Eve lost his wealth, he lost his wealth, then he lost his children. Then he was fine, no problem. Then Yisurim came upon him. Already that wasn't so simple. Already he was having questions. His wife said to him, "Eve, I see you're struggling." If his wife comes and says to him, "Atomer lo ish toidcha machzik b'sumasecha borich elokim v'mus," she would not have the chutzpah to say this unless she took note that already he's struggling. He's struggling. I have questions, but you know what? I'm willing to still say Hashem is a tzaddik. That's not 100%. That's 90%. Whatever number you want to give it. His wife says he's struggling. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and gave Eve Nechama, Eve did not go back to the way he was in the beginning of the Sefer. Eve now was at the state that he was in Perek Days in Pasuk Tes. Because the Pasuk previously we learned says, Pasuk, go back to Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Vav says, Al Kain Emas Vinichanti. Hashem, you have given me comfort. It does not mean in Pasuk Chesed Eve was brought back all the way to his frame of mind from the beginning of the Sefer. That's not what it means. Eve has Nechama, but it's still a struggle. It's still a struggle, but all right, listen, I can deal with it. That's why now, at this point, we're precisely telling the friend should come and be mispalel, because now Eve has returned to a point where his makir is the same state of recognizing the nevola of not appreciating the good, even though there are many questions. So that's what Hashem is telling Eve to be mispalel. Then what's going to happen as we come to the next psukim is Eve is going to go all the way back to the very beginning of the Sefer when he himself helps himself. And how does he help himself? By being mispalel. When he goes through the effort of being mispalel on behalf of someone else who is suffering, he will be the one that will then swing the pendulum all the way back to the original position of having no questions in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepting upon himself his situation like it was in the very beginning. So it's a process. He starts off, he swings all the way down, Elihu begins to push him back, Hashem pushes him back, and then he must, you always hear this with psychologists, you must make the last step. In order to restore yourself to your former state, you can have all the medication and all the doctors and all the counseling, but you must make that final step. And that final step is being made when Eiv himself prays, is mispalel for a person that is in a difficult matzav, similar to the matzav that he found himself. They are now under threat of churban, of destruction for their sins. They will be wiped out. Eiv has to come to their rescue. And by coming to their rescue, that is he's rescuing himself. Okay, so these are the different states.
You can also say that the pasuk alof of Eifer.
Yeah.
Off of Eifer.
Yeah, in Echanami. Very good. Right. Excellent. It's not totally back. I'm still ill. I'm still my bones have still fallen off from upon me. I'm still suffering. But it's not all the way back. I'm in that frame of mind. Excellent. Right. So there are many madrigos. You know, you just learn you learn Sefer Eiv on a very superficial level. So it comes to the end of the Sefer, it's poof. Right? Poof. The genie comes, what is your wish? I want to be healed, I want my money, I want my children, poof. That's not the way it works in real life. Nothing happens overnight. Everything is a process. It's a long, painful, difficult process. And part of the process is where you have to help yourself. Hashem can help you, your friends can help you, but you have to help yourself at the very end. Okay, so that's pasuk ches. Now you come pasuk tes. Vayelchu Eliphaz. Now here's an interesting pasuk. Vayelchu Eliphaz hatemoni uvildad hashuchi tsefer hanamosi. Vayasu kasher diber aleihem Hashem, like they did what Hashem told them to do. Vayisa Hashem es pnei Eiv, and Hashem listened. Hashem lifted up his face to accept, to be receptive to the prayer of Eiv. So as soon as Rabbi Eisenman and his parish on the psukim, he takes note that there is no vav connecting tsefer to Bildad. If we were writing the pasuk, we would say there is Eliphaz hatemoni, ooh Bildad hashuchi, ooh Tsoifer Hanamasi. What happened to the Vav? What happened to that Vav? Where did that Vav disappear? So he says, it's not a question. If you go back and look at the debates, who's the one that disappeared after? Who's the one that did not appear in debate number 3? Tsoifer. Tsoifer only appeared in round 1 and round 2. He did not show up for the 3rd series of debates. He was absent. Why was he absent? Obviously, okay, there's a lot more to this. Obviously, he felt that he didn't see eye to eye with Bildad and Tsoifer, and Bildad and Eliphaz. He saw maybe Eiv is right, or it's futile in attempting to respond. He didn't agree with their approach. They had a different derech, a different approach to trying to give comfort to Eiv. He did not participate in the 3rd round, an indication, I part ways with you. So therefore, that is alluded to here in the fact that there is no Vav. Tsoifer did not come together with the 2 friends because they parted ways. They had a different hashkafa, a different way in dealing with Yisurim. Okay, so that is what, let's see, Pasuk Tes in the Mitzudos, Pasuk Tes Vayisash Vayisa Hashem Ratzolaymar. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lifted up. It means Ratzolaymar Kibol Tefilosa, he accepted his prayer. Mochal Lohem Avon, and Hashem indeed forgave the friends only because Eiv was mispalel. Rashi Pasuk Tes Vayisa Hashem Pnei Eiv Vayisa Kmo Nasasi Panecha. I have received your face. It's an expression which means I'm paying attention. Gam ladavar hazeh shekibel tefilosa v'hizbel oiponim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the prayer of Avraham. Shekibel tefilosa v'hizbel oiponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a countenance, a favorable countenance towards the person that is speaking. Pasek Yud v'Hashem. There's a vav. We'll discuss that vav in a few moments. For Hashem, shavet shavus Eiv. Hashem returned the captivity of Eiv. Behispalo ba'adrei Ehu, when Eiv was mispalo on behalf of his 3 friends. Vayosef Hashem es kol asher Eiv lemishne, and not only the Kadosh Baruch Hu returned what Eiv lost originally, his wealth, his children. Hakadosh Baruch Hu added double. Hashem repaid Eiv double with what he had before. Let's first see the Mitzvot in Rashi. Mitzvot Pasuk Yud. The Mitzvot Pispalel Ba'ad Re'ehu. Ba'avur ki Hispalel Ba'ad Kol Re'a V'Re'ad. Only because Eiv was mispalel for his friends, that they should not suffer what they deserved for being critical of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu reward Eiv by restoring, bringing him back all the way to the beginning, bringing him back to his former state. Shlo lezeh, for this shavuk Hashem shavusul lios kimi os ki hamispalel.
The only reason they went to daven was because
Hashem told them.
Right, so bikuns.
What? So what? What do you mean bikuns? What do you mean? It was a kunz for Eiv, that Eiv was willing to pray for them.
Hashem speaks to your friends and says, you know, you did wrong daven.
So Hashem didn't tell Eiv to daven.
No,
Hashem never spoke. Hashem told the friends, I'm giving you a good idea. Go bring a carbon. Go to Eiv. Have Eiv bring a carbon in his presence, and ask Eiv forgiveness, and ask your friend Eiv to pray for you. Confess that you made a mistake. Eiv, you know, if it was me, I'm not such a nice guy. I'll tell you the truth. It takes a lot to appease me.
He says, you know, Hashem just spoke to me, and he said I was terrible, and he said I have to bring a carbon, and I have to ask you, mechila.
Too bad for you. Go suffer. Go suffer. So it's not so simple. It's not so simple. To have a lev shalom. Sometimes the avla is so great. The person, we've all experienced these things in our lives, where the avla, the sin is so great, a person comes and says, I'm sorry, I'll think about it. And then they'll have to come back at least a few times, and even then it takes quite a bit of work to really forgive a person. And not just to forgive a person, to be mispalo, to pray for that person. It's a lot harder than it sounds. When a person experienced, Eiv experienced, we can't even begin to imagine what he experienced, the yisurim he had, and his friends come and rub it in. Eiv, you're a Rasha. Can you imagine someone saying that? You're a Rasha, you deserve it, good for you, you deserve it. And now they're coming and saying, oh, we're sorry, can you forgive us? Yeah, I forgive you, pray for us. It's not so simple. He didn't have to do this. He has no obligation to do this, and he did it. And only because he did this, the Kashrut reward, he received this. And this is what Chazal said. We'll call this Chazal in a few moments. A very, very important Chazal. Balvur ki espal ba the kol rev reish aloyd lezesh Hashem shvusa liyos kimios ki am espalel. The Mitzudas quotes this Maim Chazal, a critical Maim Chazal. This Gemara, if we read the Gemara and read the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Beis, but we come in a moment, which is a critical Gemara for the entire Sefer Iyuf. Ham espalel be al chaveru hu nenet chilu. You pray on behalf of your friend. You are answered first. So the Mitzvah tells us that not only was Eve answered, he was answered first. Everything came before Kadosh Baruch Hu would forgave his friends. Eve got back all of his possessions. Double. Rashi, Pasik Yud, Shav, Eshvus, Iyav, Ispalo, Shav, Noifel, Shav. The word Shav, what is the word Shav? It's not the common word. It's not the word that a expert would use in this context. Noifel, Minyanzeh. Rashi says, no, it's okay. It's the proper word to use in this context. Vareyu ki'iluk siv. Okay, if we were writing the pasuk, we would probably be more inclined to say the word veheshiv because of our lack of knowledge. That's the simple word that comes to mind. So Rashi says this is a more complex form. Veheshiv eshevusi of the captivity of Yehud b'espal l'bar reyu b'zuchus. Okay, Rashi has powerful words in the merit. It's only in the merit she'espalel al-kol reya v'reya shalom. He prayed for each friend individually. Rashi is saying something very deep, and the Mitzvah also alluded to this, is that he didn't just pray a wholesale prayer. Right? So we have a group of people. A group of people commits a sin. And they all come to you and they all say, we're sorry, can you forgive us? So you say, I'm sorry. That's not enough. You sin for this reason. Exactly. It was an individual prayer. He went through the effort of saying, Eliphaz, the reason why you said was because of these circumstances, so I'm putting myself in your position, I forgive you, and you should have brach. Bildad, you're a different person. You come from a different part of the world. You're from a different culture. These people, you know, they represent these four people that we're dealing with, they represent the whole world. Okay, could very well be they represent different the gullus of Yovan, Modai, Paras, Edom. These four people, they're not just, you know, Jack and Jill. These are people who represent a culture. They represent a school of thought. They represent a hashkafa. They represent a mahalich in psychology. Go read these articles and how do you deal with a person who's depressed? Is it purely medicine? Is it purely psychology? Is it a combination of both? Is it none of the above? No, they are mahalchim, and each mahalich has its merits. So here it says that when he forgave them, he was yoreh l'soif daitam al kol reya v'reya shalom. It's a very deep, it's very subtle. But Rashi is telling us something very, very deep, very profound, that how far he went to forgive and let go of the avla that the friends did to him. You know, it's you know, we realize you have a group, you know, you work for a company, and they all the board gangs up on you, and they fire you. the cheshbonos they all have are all different cheshbonos. One is jealous. One wants a job for himself. One just doesn't like you, personality. One has a taina because he once did him in. Everyone who's voting against you in a situation has their agenda. And it all converges against you in a very bad way. And now when they come to realize the avla, everyone has to be dealt with on an individual basis, individual level. And that requires a much greater degree of commitment to forgive. Lemishne, double. Al echad, shnaim. Lemishne means double. Okay, it means nothing more than double. Al echad, when you have one, shnaim, one turns into two. Vinir de koigam al mashem al malashay leloimar lehoshiv. And the word mishne is going back on shav. I'm not exactly sure what this means. Anyone can explain this? Understand what this means? The koi gam al mash amal lemala shahoyu loy loymar lehoshif. So what does that mean? So mishne turns into shav. Turn the word mishne. Yeah.
Should have said lehoshif, and here it should have said lishanaya.
L'shnaim. Ah, that's what it means? Okay.
I don't know.
It could be. It's something along those lines. V'lei dikta kakra b'milosa. The pasuk was not precise. I don't know what that means. The pasuk is very precise. B'milosa, and it's expression, that doesn't mean precise. It means it's a poetic expression. Okay, it means deeper things. Okay, now there is a couple of very important things here in this pasuk. Number one, there's a Ramban. The Ramban is really bizarre. It's really bizarre, and everyone. None of the commentators can escape quoting the Ramban. We didn't learn much Ramban. That's only because we don't have it on our page, and the edition of the Mikros Gedolos that we have here, they don't have on the page the parish of the Ramban. I like the Ma'or edition. The Ma'or edition has different Rishonim, and they have on the page the Ramban. The Ramban appears to be one of the classic Rishonim on Sefer Eiv. Rabbi Eisenman quotes from him extensively and develops, it's very Mikatzer, and develops some of his very profound ideas. The Ramban, maybe the reason why we didn't study is a good reason, because Ramban, I think, focuses that the response, Ramban was a Mekubal. If you ever learn Ramban Chumash, he goes off every so often on a tangent, Al Derech HaEmes. And he tells you in Yoni Kabbalah. Art school, Ramban, they stayed away from all the Al Derech HaEmes. Okay, in the Tavi Yerushalayim, a lot of those, so they stay away from that part of the Ramban. The Ramban learns a lot of this, the answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Eiv was, it's Gilgul Neshamas. That a person has many rounds in this world. People is reincarnated in reincarnation a number of times. Okay, these are Kabbalistic and Yanim which we tend to stay away from. But the Ramban here says, and it really says in the beginning of the Sefer, Eiv's children never died. They never really died. And his animals and possessions never really died. It was just make-believe. The Satan came and it was smoke and mirrors, put on a good show. Okay, they had some special effects, and really they were taken away into a secluded area, and they were cared for and fed for an entire year, and everything was fine. And after a year, it was revealed to Eiv, they're alive. Your children never died. Your possessions were never destroyed. Everything is fine. It was just a smokescreen. And that's what the pasuk is shav. The pasuk, the word shav means they were restored. Because further, the Ramban is making a very good point. How can you replace children? There's no such thing. A person, Rahman al-Tzlan, loses a child. Rahman al-Tzlan. It's nothing. You could have a million children. It's not going to replace the one that was lost. Every person is precious. And the proof is a pasuk. It's a pasuk by Shmuel. Shmuel. What happened with Chana? Chana had no children. Chana came to Eli and was mispalel. I want a child. Eli gave her a bracha. You'll have a child. This is the haftarah of the first day Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's a good day. Erev Elul, coming to first day Rosh Hashanah is the haftarah. And then what happened? She had a child. She brought him to the Beis. He was 2 years old. She brought him to the Beis Hamikdash, and he was raised in the Beis Hamikdash under the guidance of Eli. And then one day, a Shmuel, he passed in the halacha b'fnei Rabbah. There was a question, is a shchita kshera bizarre? Is the Yisrael allowed to shchita? And Shmuel paskin, shchita kshera bizarre. So Eli said, very good, but you are moira halacha bifnei rabo, yechayiv misa. And he was going to kill him. He was going to kill him to make an example out of him. Who comes running? Chana. Chana comes running and says to Eli, you can't kill him. He's chayiv misa, but you can't kill him because you gave me a bracha. You are the one who gave me the bracha that I will have a child. Eli says to her, okay, I'll kill him, I have to kill him. He'll have another child. My bracha will be fulfilled. He will die, and you will give birth to another child. And she said to him, El hanar hazeh hispalolti. Which basically means, you can't replace him. There's no. This was the one that you promised, and this is the child. You can't replace it. People are not replaceable. No such thing. If you gave a bracha to have a child, I have a child, this is it. This is the way it goes. Now you take that, and I mean, besides the pasuk, even the pasuk is just something which is so logical. What does it mean over here? Eve now has necham, he has now double the number of children. He had before 7 children, now he has 14 children. 14 children is not a replacement for 7 children who died. Just not. For the 10 children, daughter of the girls also. So the Rabban says, guess what? They didn't die. Now that's really stretching it. It's a real stretch. Actually, the Malbim quotes this. The Malbim quotes this. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but he actually says come out the same thing. They never really died. Okay, but it's really bizarre because that's not really the gist of Sefer Yev that they were alive. Okay, that's.
Does anybody else support that view?
That view, well, the Malbim. I don't know. I know very little, but at least I know the Ramban and the Malbim both say this. They say this. They never died. Shav. They return. If you want to go look in the Malbim, I have.
Same thing about Yaakov Avinu. He said, well,
he says it could be Nira Mechazal.
Mechazal. So it's a Chazal.
It must be some Chazal.
So but the Malbim could be quoting a Ramban. Maybe he means a Ramban, maybe. Okay.
Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Maybe that's assimilated.
Yaakov Avinu Loimes. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu Loimes. He's in the Maris Machpelah, no?
Oh, yes.
They have a big sign. Today, you know, Derech Agav. They always worry about the tunnels. No, it's very interesting. There's an article. You know, they have now. You know, Rachman was done with the tunnels, and they're to show there's technology in the out there in the world that they can scan underground, and they can make even 3-dimensional images of what's going on underground with all the tunnels. So Israel was presented with this technology, I think over a year ago, they said, and they turned it down. You know why they turned it down? Because it costs $500 million. The United States has this technology. It's cost $500 million, even more. The Iron Dome cost $1 billion. How much can you spend already? So they said, we're not going to invest $500 million, but now they're getting it. Now they're getting it, they're working to give this technology. So they said in the article, I read it, the article says that they want to use this for the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Because the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, I mean, no one really knows.
They were down there.
What?
They were down there?
All of these mysterious caves. What? They could also do this stuff with the Har HaBayis to determine the exact Mokoyim HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash, also they can determine the exact Mokoyim. They already know from radar pretty much where the Mokoyim and the Mizbeach is, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because everything is like all buried way, way up. They always tell them that the Dome of the Rock is the tunnel towards the Kinegah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the weakest. There are 3 Mahalchim. That the Dome of the Rock is the Mokoyim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's being proven now more and more. It's not necessarily accurate.
Oh, really?
No.
Isn't
Evan Shasiya doesn't mean this. Dome of the Rock is the Evan Shasiya.
But the Evan Shasiya is someplace.
We don't know where it is. The whole thing is buried way, way up. We don't even know what the Evan Shasiya really is. It could be Evan Shasiya, a little teeny rock. What is the Evan Shasiya? So there are a lot of big mysteries and technology. We always wonder how it's all going to come to play. So you see now with technology how far it's going in talking about the Maris Machpelah, talking about the Makom HaMikdash, determining them with precision. Even not even going on the Agon, $500 million technology is going to do the job. It's going to tell you things that we never really knew until now.
Okay. When you go through the tunnels by the Kaisel,
yeah.
There's one spot there with full Kodesh HaKadoshim.
That's not Mukhruch. It's not. That's what they tell you. It's possible. No one knows anything for sure. No one knows anything for sure. It's possible. No one's coming to downplay it. There's another Kaisel. There's another Kaisel. Kaisel Katan. The Kaisel Katan. They say that's a very holy place. A lot of very holy people used to go down there. They held out. It was connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. People hold. But that's all with this approach. However, there are many Gedolei Yisrael that feel that's not Mukhach. They hold that it's more likely that the area, when you go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, right before you go into the cave, that corner, No, you know, you go, there's like a little cave when you go inside. Right before that corner is very close to the Makam of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Not, you don't have to go in the tunnel, go all the way down. Maybe, yeah, it's not clear. There are different opinions. Okay, let's go over the topic. But here we have here this idea of did their children die, did the children not die, this big mystery. Okay, now another important thing is Vahashem. It says in Pasigud Vahashem, Hashem means, every time it says Vahashem, it means Hashem Ubeis Dinoi. Hashem and his Bezdin. Now this is an interesting idea. Yudke Vavke is Midas Harachamim. Correct? Yudke Vavke, Midas Harachamim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. The Vav indicates Vahashem. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also his Bezdin. The Bezdin does not have rachamim. When you go to a court of law, by definition, it's law. That's it's din. Nokov hadin asahar, chayiv pater. There's no mokoim for rachamim when you go to a court of law. Certainly by the Bezdin shalmaila. So here, when you have the combination vahashem, what that means is a very, very deep idea. Vahashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with the Bezdin Shomala, because the Vav Bezdin, which is Midas Hadin, and Hashem is also present, and Hashem has the koach to veto the din of the Bezdin Shomala. The Midas Harachanim overcomes the Midas Hadin. And it's much better than the average. You know, the average word is b'yoyin b'roy Hashem Elokim Esrayim. Hashem is Midas Hadin. Hashem is Midas Harachamim. And Hashem is Yeshem Mikisei Sheldin and Yeshem Mikisei Racham. But both of those is Din. Both those are HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashem sometimes exhibits Midas of Din Racham. But when you're dealing with the Bezdin represents absolute Din. There's no room to wiggle. Because the Bezdin is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For Hashem overcomes even the most absolute Koyach of Din by how? So the Koyach of Tefillah. This is very perfect for Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because over here, Vahashem, Yudkei Vavkei, Racham overcomes the Bezdin Shalmal of Din, Shav Eshavus Iyov, Behispaliloi Be'adrei Ehu. When he was mispalo, the koyach atzvila has the koyach to shatter it. Yeah.
Why does Hashem need a bezdin?
Humility. Humility.
He's the supreme boss.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in expression to teach man humility, Hashem says, "I'm not going to do anything by myself. I want to do it together. I want it to be a haskama." What? He has leader power, but he's here to teach man midas sarachamim. He's here to teach man midas sarachamim that a person should not, don't look to be a show off. To be, as my niece says, don't be a genius macho. A genius macho. Now shall we say smart aleck? A smart aleck, right? Smart aleck. So now in the yeshivish term, you know, the new generation, you have to get with the program. A genius macha. You know, a macha? A macha, I'm a macha. This one's a macha, that one's a macha. It's a genius macha. It means a smart aleck. Children have a way of inventing new terms. New concepts. Okay, so Vashem Shavish Vus Iyav Vispalu. What? Lake X, right. Absolutely. Vashem Shavish Vus Iyav Vispalu Ibadre Eyu. Okay, so then this is Vashem. Now, here's a very important thing. So throughout the entire Sefer, we've been constantly contrasting Iyav with Avraham Avinu. That's what the whole Sefer is all about. Hashem says to the son, look at Eli, look at a good person he is, and the Satan was Mischav L'Shem Shemayim, that Hashem's going to forget the love he has for Avraham. Hashem does not, the Satan was Mischav L'Shem Shem, Hashem should not abandon the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, let's test Eli, and you'll see that Eli is not on par, is not on the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. This theme we've been going over multiple times. Here is really the clincher. This is the finale where we have this idea one more time, and possibly this is the greatest contrast. And this is really the goal of the Satan. The Satan's goal now has been fulfilled. You want to look at Eve, you look at Eve, the whole Sefer Eve is all the evil genius, the Satan. The Satan was all planning Satan is the evil, and he's all planning to bring out the love to show that Eve is not as great as not as. So here Eve finally comes to the perfect Madrega. Right? He finally reaches Shlemus. He does tshuva. But he's still not a match for Avraham Avinu. Why not? Let me read you a Gemara. The Gemara in this is the Baba Kamda of Sadi Beis. The Gemara says, Ba'at kol rechem, ki otzar Hashem. No, there's no other. Give me 1 second. Here it is. Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. It's like 2/3 down the page. Omar le Ravo le Rabba Bar Money. Menoha Milsa. How do we know this halacha? The Amid Abonon. Kol Amavakeish Rachamim Al Chaveiro. Everyone who prays for his friend. For who? And the person that is praying is in need of that very thing that he prays. For who? Tzarech le Oso Davar. Who? Neno Tchila. He is answered first. Amalei, so he asked him the question, what do you know this? Amalei, this is the pasuk, v'Hashem, he quotes a pasuk in our pasuk right here. V'Hashem, Hashem, u'beistina, Hashem, shavish v'siyuv, b'hispallo ba'adre'ehu. He was mispal for his friends that they should not suffer his fate. They were doomed. They were doomed for destruction because of what they have done. He was mispal. So when he was mispal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored. This is the first time, by the way, that he was mispal, by the way. He was never mispal for himself. That was always the criticism that we had of Eve all along. Eve was never willing to say to Hashem, I've made a mistake. I mean, I don't think he ever did. At the very end, he acknowledged. He the last few psukim. But all along in the debates between his friends, he never acknowledged. He never was mispallel. The friends kept on urging him, Eef, confess, be mispallel. No, I have done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. I don't need to be mispallel. At the very end, he confessed. He made a mistake. And now he's mispallel not for himself. He's mispallel for someone else. Fine. Bebar Re'eu. Now, Amalei. Here's the critical part of the Gemara. So, Rava said to Rabbi Armoni, At Amrit Mehassam. Very good. You're a bucky in Eif. I'm proud of you. But I'm not such a big expert. I don't go to classes in Eif. I just learn Chumash Rashi. Okay, I'm a simple guy. I learn Chumash Rashi. I'm Avi Sedra. At Amrit Mehassam. V'ana Amin Mehacha. Pasuk in Chumash. V'yispalel Avraham El Elokim. Hashem prayed. Avraham prayed to Hashem with regard to Avimelech, Melech Pelishtim. Vayirpa Elokim es Avimelech, Hashem healed. And when Avimelech abducted Sarah, HaKadosh caused them all the openings of their body. They cannot go to the Beis Akise. Women who were in labor cannot give birth. Their openings were sealed. Hashem Vayirpa Elokim es Avimelech v'yes ishtoy v'am ho'isav. And Hashem healed him. And what does it say in the next parsha? Well, this is the laning for Rosh Hashanah. V'Hashem pokad es Sarah kasher omar. So the Gemara says kasher omar Avraham. The Gemara makes a drasha. It says kasher omar Avraham el Avimelech. What's omar? What do you mean asher omar? Like he said, those words don't really fit well into the. Okay, I don't know all the part and the details. A lot of perushim. No, so it means already Hashem already said. That's exactly what the Gemara is coming to address. It would be Kasher Omar. The Gemara is Kasher Omar Avraham El Avimelech or Al Avimelech. The Gemara makes a judge that Kadosh Baruch already decided that Sarah is going to have a child, is going to conceive already before Hashem, or before when the puzzle is out of order, before Kadosh Baruch healed Avimelech and his wives and his servants. Hashem pokades Sarah kasher. When did Kadosh Baruch already heal Sarah? Did Hashem remember Sarah and decide that she will have a child kasher omor? Moriz Joshua, when Avraham was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerning Avimelech. That is the Gemara's drasha. So Avraham already was answered in Shemayim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed, went through the effort of healing Avimelech and his wives and children. So what do we have over here? So Rav over here is telling him, why do you need to go to Eve? I have your possible regard to Avimelech. And what do we take out of this Gemara? This is an amazing Gemara. When the Gemara wants to discuss this lofty concept, that if a person is in need, he should find another person who has the same need and identify with that person, pray for that person, and that will be the greatest zechus for himself. There are only two people in the entire Tanakh that can serve as models for this concept. Only two people. That's it. It's the whole Gemara. Two people. Avraham and Eiv. Oh, Avraham and Eiv. Wow, that makes a lot of sense, because that is exactly what the entire Sefer is all about. Comparing Avraham and Eiv. But there's a very big difference. Who was on a higher Madrega? Avraham. Because Eiv only prayed for Re'ehu, his own kind. In other words, Eiv was only able to be mispala, only reached the Madrega when this all of this was all over, another person who he identified with. Pasuk Vashem Shavishvus Eiv bispalo be'ad Re'ehu. Re'ehu means you want to mine. We're on the same league. We're contemporaries. I can fully identify with your situation because I suffer. Therefore, I can relate to you. I'll pray for you. Avraham prayed for Avimelech. Avraham and Avimelech have nothing in common. They're worlds apart. Avimelech is a place of shtufei zima. It's a place of hashkafa that is completely the opposite of everything Avraham can relate to. I'm no shaykhis to you. And yet, Avraham Avinu can go and put himself in his position, in his place, and feel pain, and be mispalel. That's a higher madrega. That's definitely a high madrega to be able to relate, to work on yourself. And there are more diyukim. There are more diyukim. Here it says, I don't have all the diyukim. There are other diyukim in this pasuk that show that Avraham's koyach of being mispalel ba'ad chavero was much greater, much more intense than Eiv, and that's the end of the sefer. The end of the sefer is look, Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to take away. You want to take away the love for Avraham and replace it by showing love to Eiv. This is the evil genius working here. Satan. He devises this whole plan. He brings these Surin debates. Now the friends are guilty. He set them up. The Satan, what is the Satan doing? He's brilliant. The Satan is setting up the three friends for failure. He's setting them up. He knows they're doomed. He knows the three friends are gonna blow it big time. And now, Hashem, the noose is around their neck. And and now Eiv comes along, and Eiv is going to be mispalo. But the degree of his tefillah is only reaches the ad re'ehu. It only reaches the ba'ad re'ehu. Does not reach the koyach of the mispalo that Avraham was able to achieve on behalf of Avimelech. The words, the pasuk, what are the words of the pasuk of Avraham? Vayispal Avraham elhu Elokim. Okay, Avraham was mispalo directly to Elokim, to Midas Hadin. There's a greater intensity in the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Vayispal Avraham elhu Elokim. And here it says, "Behispalalo, ba'ad re'ehu." That almost has a connotation that he's being mispalal for himself. See, behispalalo means I'm praying really for myself. I'm going to pray for you, and in turn, by praying for you, it's going to work for me. It's a subtle difference of expression, but it speaks about a very great difference in the intensity of the koyach of tefillah between Avraham and Eiv. All right, because that was an important point. Let's see, we pasuk, or it's already over an hour, so we'll have to. I thought we would finish today, but I guess not. Okay, there's only a little bit more. Okay, so we'll stop over here with pasuk. Where are we up to? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here with pasuk Yud Aleph. We'll continue Mishnah tomorrow.
Next 2 days, if water's in that.